Listen to the wind blow through. Listen to the wind blow through. The little bunch of whiskers on me chin.
Hey, Flanagan, why don't you get shaved?
Well, I'll tell you, Professor. I went into a barber shop the other day, and the barber says to me, "Do you want a haircut?" "I want more than a haircut," says I. "I want them all cut." "Well, that'll cost you 50 cents," says the barber. "How's that?" says I. "There's a sign on your wall there," says, "First-class haircut, 25 cents. "I know," says the barber, "but you haven't got first-class hair." "Now, don't get funny," says I, "but tell me, what'll you take to cut my hair?" "I think I'll take a lawnmower," says the barber. "That'll do you," says I. "I know I look funny with all this hair, but you wouldn't know me if you saw it off." "All right," says the barber. "Wait till I get a saw and I'll saw it off." Well, he cut it with a pair of scissors, but a saw would have done a better job. When he started in, he says to me, "How will you have it cut?" "In silence," says I. I gave him 10 cents and the barber says to me, "Is that a tip?" "No," says I. "It's hush money." While he was cutting it, he says to me, "Say, your hair needed cutting in the worst way." I looked in the glass and I says to him, "By golly, that's the way you're cutting it." Just then a young fella come in and he had a couple of pin feathers on his chin and a bit of fuzz on his upper lip. He says to the barber, "How long will it be before I can get shaved?" The barber says, "Well, from what I can see on your face now, I should say in about 8 years. I want you to understand," says the kid, "that I have a little hair on me lip." "Oh, I can see it now," says the barber. "But you'd better wait till you get another one. Then come in and I'll shave off the two of them." When he got through cutting me hair, he says to me, "Will you take off your collar to be shaved?" "What for?" says I. "It has no hair on it." Well, I let him shave me, and when he was getting through, he says to me, "Will you have anything on your face when I finish?" "I hope so," says I. "I'll be satisfied if I have me nose left." "Well, I don't have to go to the barber's anymore, for I left me mug there." "All right, Professor, you're next." Last Sunday morning, I wanted a shave, and I started to find a good place. Ho, ho! I asked Father Rafferty where he got shaved. Says he, "I get shaved on the face."